And we're back. Last time we showed you a little bit of Silver Light. I even alluded to my jazz hands, but I've been told don't do that anymore. this time we're actually going to show you a lot of Silver Light and how you can take advantage of Silver Light controls to build experiences that, in this case, conference attendees, but any kind of end user will find compelling, and compelling enough to actually come back to your site and use it more. Let's talk about that, Girish.
Last time we showed
the flight booking, mm-hmm. and that was kind of interesting use of Silverlight, where we're using Silverlight to do the flight search control. Probably not the best use of Silverlight, but also that flight listing, which was mm-hmm. okay. This part is really probably the only way to do this would be with something like Silverlight.
Absolutely.
You could probably do it with Ajax and so on, but it's probably a lot easier with Silverlight. So just refresh my memory, how does this control work?
So this is the attendee portal. So once I'm registered in a conference, I can go to this attendee portal uh-huh. to get all of the information about the conference. And then in this case, it just looks like a SharePoint website. So for those people who are familiar with SharePoint, this is just like tiny little whip parts on a page, but it's actually running on Silverlight.
Oh, okay. So each one of these is a module.
Mm-hmm.
And in this case, we're seeing all, why don't we maximize this page so we can see them all?
Sure.
Okay. So we're seeing all six modules in this case.
Mm-hmm.
And each one of those can be, we can maximize one of them, right?
So sure.
So we're looking at itinerary last time.
So if I want to drag these around,
this is something
that you cannot do in SharePoint, but
right.
With the control that we are using, it allows us to do this. Or like you said, if I want to maximize my itinerary, it's going to bring in a lot more details in this case.
So not only did it maximize your itinerary, but it also minimized and sort of put them in the background, the other itineraries.
The other panels.
Sorry, the other panels, not itineraries. So I got itinerary on the brain. So each one of these modules then has three different states, right? So
yep.
You've got a normal state. So
which would be this.
This.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have a maximized state,
which would be
the itinerary.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you minimize state.
So if I maximize these, that's the minimized state.
That's the minimized itinerary. So that's pretty interesting. And that's mm-hmm. a kind of an interesting way to give an end user a new experience.
Mm-hmm.
Got some animation, got some jazz hands going there. It's pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, and again, it's built on Silverlight, so it's not just web service calls. In this case, we're doing to bring information, but if you want to, you know, show pictures or show maps or even videos, you can do that right within this portal.
And of course, Silverlight's great for any sort of media-related stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it must have taken you months to build this, this with all the animations and the minimize and maximize.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you do that?
So it took a lot of months, but thank God I did not have to do that. So there's an open source project out there called Blacklight that we took advantage of.
I kind of knew that.
So instead of having to spend months, I just have to spend only a few minutes.
So this is a good, interesting point. So when you're using Silverlight, not only can you use it to build all sorts of new and interesting experiences, but you can also use all sorts of third-party controls
mm-hmm.
and take advantage of those.
Mm-hmm.
And because it's Silverlight, because it's .NET, there is this huge ecosystem and a hugely accelerating, exploding ecosystem of third-party developers that are building components.
Exactly.
There's some of them that are commercial. In
mm-hmm.
this case, we're using Blacklight,
mm-hmm.
which is a control from designers. And this is actually built by a really smart guy in the United Kingdom called Martin Grayson.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about Blacklight.
So Martin Grayson, he obviously works for Microsoft, and he built this open source project. And Blacklight is actually a project. It's a control suite. So what we just saw was just one of the controls. So if you go to this Blacklight CodePlex project, you have a link where you can preview all of the controls in the Blacklight suite. So in this case, I'm going to open this in a new window.
Mighty meat, mighty meaty. Okay. I
so,
like that, Earl.
Yeah.
So this showcase is going to show us all sorts of different ways to take advantage of that Blacklight control.
Exactly. So it has, like I said, it has a variety of controls. And in this case, the specific control we used was called the drag dock panel.
Okay. Drag dock panel. That's
yep.
a mouthful. Yeah. Okay.
So in this case, it allows me to add
panels. So is that a screenshot of that control there?
Yeah, it's actually a working control. Okay. So this is the actual Silverlight control. Okay. So in this case, in our case, we had a specific set of 6 panels. But if I want to dynamically add additional panels, or if I want to remove panels, move them around, or if I want to say, you know, I don't want to dock them to the right, you know, always dock them to the bottom.
Okay.
You know, it gives you sort of the framework to build a user interface like this.
So it's kind of like a prototype.
Yeah, absolutely. And again, like you said, this is in a control suite, so all I have to do is include this control suite in my project, and I'm pretty good and ready to go.
So I don't have to build it myself. Mm-hmm. I can take advantage of third-party controls. Mm-hmm. In this case, we're using the Blacklight control, which is a pretty interesting one. Mm-hmm. But there's many other controls by many other Microsoft partners. Some of them are really quite substantial, allow you to do all sorts of wild and wonderful things. Mm-hmm. And that allows you to get your product to market faster. Mm-hmm. And to do all sorts of things that maybe as a developer you don't have time to do.
Exactly, and this is a really nice visual design. So if you have to go about and design this yourself, you would probably spend a fortune or spend a lot of time trying to do this.
Standing on the shoulders of giants, in other words. Yeah, that's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Okay, so we have this Blacklight control.
Mm-hmm.
It obviously didn't do, you can see here that the standard default one doesn't do what we need it to do. Obviously, mm-hmm. it's not built specifically for flight booking conference attendee portals.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a generic thing. How did we take that and build that conference attendee portal?
Sure. So what we did was we took the control suite and we defined the XAML that is specific for this flight search itinerary. So in this case, I have a separate project called Attendee Information Browser that has the entire control suite that displays this the dashboard that we just saw.
Uh-huh.
And if you want to look specifically into one of these designs, so let's take a look at how the itinerary looks like. So in this case, we have an itinerary panel.
Mm-hmm.
And the itinerary panel can be in 3 different states, like you mentioned. There is a normal grid where it's just going to display the standard set of information.
So that's where each one of them is the same size.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then you have a minimized grid where it's really tiny. You're not showing a lot of information. You're just showing an overview of that information that you want to display.
Uh-huh.
And you also have the maximized where you have the maximum real estate to show a lot of details. And again, the good point is that this is just designing the user interface. You just bind it to one data source, and depending upon how you want to display it, it's going to pull the information that it needs. It's going to omit the information that it doesn't need.
So we talked about this last time. In when you're using things like Silverlight,
mm-hmm.
you have the code that does that stuff,
mm-hmm.
and then you have the design for how you show that to the end user.
Mm-hmm.
As a developer, I can be developing the code, doing the data binding, pulling any the correct pieces of information.
Mm-hmm.
In this case, the information is actually coming from CRM Online.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can hand that to a designer, or more likely, I'm going to iterate back and forth. The designer's working on his design while I'm working on the code. We're working on the same project. Everything's checked into the same place.
Mm-hmm.
And over time, that just sort of comes together.
Exactly.
So all I need to do is the data binding. The designer is the one that kind of figures out, okay, when I'm in maximized view, here's the pieces of information I'm going to show.
Exactly.
When I'm in minimized, I don't have that much real estate on the screen, so I'm
mm-hmm.
going to show less. I may truncate some pieces. I may not show logos. And so as this stuff animates,
mm-hmm.
the designer figures out what gets shown.
Yeah, exactly. And the designer get the what you see, what you get interface. So I'm not recompiling my project, and my business logic is not changing. Everything remains the same. It's just that I have a new design. Or a new theme
so that's pretty interesting. Can you show us what that looks like? Can we see that page, the XAML page?
This is the XAML page.
Can we see the preview of that?
Not right now because we are using the third-party control and we are sort of repeating it. So you should be able to open it in Expression Blend and sort of modify it. But I don't have that piece on my machine right now.
Oh, I see.
Now,
okay,
so
sorry.
Excuse me about that.
You
did.
Okay,
so
sorry.
We didn't script this demo. Okay. So just so you guys know it. So it's on the fly. It's Channel 9.
Okay. So we have this design now.
Okay.
We know what it looks like. We know where the bits are. So where do the bits come from? So how do we hook that XAML up?
Mm-hmm.
So where's that? I guess there's some code behind.
Yes, absolutely.
That XAML.
So right behind this page is the source code. that's going to pull all of this information.
Okay.
So again, we have a web reference to the CRM system where we're going to pull all sorts of information. So in this case, we are loading things like itinerary, news announcements, weather, and all of that that's related to the attendee portal.
So we have all the different modules.
Mm-hmm.
So we spent a lot of time looking at the itinerary last one. Let's look at the itinerary one.
Sure. So let's drill into the design of the itinerary. So what it is it's pulling information about, you know, what cities I'm going to depart from, you know, where I'm going to end at. And it's also adding a lot more details to that. So, you know, when I'm in a maximized state, I'm going to see a lot more information like my seat numbers, the amount that I paid and all of that. So when I have to add details about that, I call into a different method where I'm going to get a lot more details like, you know, what's the logo of the airline. So I'm going to display the logo, a nice little picture, and I'm going to add a lot more details that are related to it. So it's really bringing the information from the CRM web service, but the short way to say is that you're just data binding it.
So you're binding your data to controls that are in the XAML, and then once it's in the XAML, the blacklight control, because you've defined those three different states for each one of those modules, that control takes care of showing different pieces depending on what state you're in.
Exactly. So all I have to do is just wire up this connection, and you know the maximizing, minimizing, and all of that is automatically managed for me.
It's magic.
It is.
It's black magic, black light magic. Okay. All right. So that's pretty cool. So so this is a pretty interesting example. In this case, it's only one way. We're pulling information from CRM online into the black light. That's not a requirement. The black light control could be used for data entry if we wanted to.
Yeah, absolutely.
But in this case, it's just one way. It's just a way of, in this case, the conference organizer to show the conference attendee some valuable information in one place. That's personal information to me. What's my schedule? What's my itinerary? What's the weather like? What's my social pieces? Exactly, all the different pieces of information. That's pretty cool stuff.
It is. And even from a business perspective, I can, you know, this gets the attendees to come back to the site. So if I want to display ads and things like that, it generates a lot more revenue off this. I can absolutely do that as well.
Okay. So over the past five sessions, we've really, just to summarize, we've shown what I call, or what everyone calls, self-service sites. How to build self-service sites using Windows Azure or the Azure Services platform, because we're also using Live ID and so on, other parts of the platform, to build self-service sites that can access and update and create information in CRM, whether that's CRM Online or CRM Partner Hosted or CRM on premises. The beauty, it sounds to me, is that we're writing the code once, we can deploy it pretty much anywhere we need to. As a organizer, I didn't have to worry about standing up a server or, in many cases, standing up tens of servers if I'm going to have a large conference, and then having to build that capital expenditure into my business plan. I don't have to worry about that because I stand up the servers. I ask Azure to give me servers when I need them and then give them back to Azure when I don't need them. Same thing on the CRM Online piece. I'm only buying the licenses I need, buying, renting them by the month, number of seats I need. I can increase them, decrease them as I need them.
Absolutely.
This is a beautiful thing.
Yeah, and from an end user's perspective, it's so beautiful that I don't have to know any of these. I'm done through the registration process, browsing my attendee portal all in 5 minutes. It took us 5 segments to cover the entire technical details, so but that's definitely
the
beauty.
Well, we're kind of chatty. Yeah. All right, great. So this is, it's been a great introduction into self-service sites. We talked about this the last time. A lot of different pieces of code here. We want to make this available to developers, ISVs that want to do this for their own applications. So how are we going to do that? How are we going to get
absolutely.
This?
Absolutely. So Windows Azure is still in Community Technology Preview, or CTP. So there's a new version coming out in a short time interval. But when we ship Windows Azure, you know, you're going to have the source code, or even sooner than that, you'll have the source code so that you can download, play with it, make changes, and use it in ways you want. And again, some of the controls that we used here are open source controls like the blacklight. So you don't have to wait for us to release the source code.
Right.
You can pretty much download and.
So best place to get access would be our blogs, right? And I'll make sure to post the blogs along with the videos so that people have access to your blog, my blog, and so they can email us for more information if they need more information. Mm-hmm. But look on our blogs to get access to that example code.
Definitely.
Okay, mm-hmm. Great. Well, thanks very much for all your help showing us this stuff, Girish, all the behind-the-scenes stuff, which is pretty cool.
Okay, thanks.
And thank you to you for paying attention for all five. Hopefully you sat through all five of our interesting videos. Mm-hmm. If you do have questions, we'll be posting our email addresses as well as our blog information, so you can feel free to email us directly. And please follow along on the blog. Thanks very much from the Dynamics Duo.
Thanks for watching.
Jazz hands.